When I chose the Alonzo Research Center for Infectious Diseases as my internship, I thought I'd be researching the Ebola virus or bird flu or another classic. Then the sickness started. Overnight, my work started to impact millions of people. Me, Ella, the fourth-year med student with mediocre grades, whose mentor probably hates her or at least thinks she's incompetent. Three bodies came in overnight, their intake forms neatly stacked at the front desk. Paloma won't be in for another hour. It's my job to complete the paperwork and prep the day's bodies for us to take samples of brain tissue. As a rule, I don't look at the names. Part of the whole not seeing bodies as people thing. I honestly don't know why they even include them on the lab intake forms. But today, the one on the third form catches my eye. Yamo Villanueva? I drop the form. My blood feels like it's made of tiny grains of sand, draining faster than they're supposed to out of an hourglass. It can't be her. Someone with the same name, surely. Do I wait for Paloma to get in? I can't see her being much support if it does turn out to be my Yamal. Paloma, who shows less emotion than the still-twitching body we got in last week. I take a deep breath. Pick up the paper. Read the whole thing as fast as I can. I can't process what I've read. I reread. Yamal Villanueva, age 24, height 66 inches, eyes brown. Brown doesn't begin to cover the color of her eyes.